get rid of that clicky pen.
Do you have a non-clicky utensil, Andy?
I do. I have a non-click today.
Fantastic.
I have actually chewed the click parts off all of my click pens.
I noticed that. I borrowed a pen from you the other day.
I don't know. They say that, like, oral fixation is supposed to be, like, happen when you're not getting enough action, so I don't think it's that.
You know, Freud would say this attachment to cigarettes and this attachment to chewing on pens like you're doing right now.
It's an oral fixation.
Yeah, because you want a dick in your mouth. Because you have a craving for a penis in your
mouth. I don't think that's the case.
Andy, are you being completely honest
with
yourself?
I get hit on by really hot gay dudes all the time. So, like, my life would be pretty... my life would be sweet if I could put a dick in my mouth and not... But it would gross me out. I'm just not... My brain isn't wired up.
Maybe you just haven't met the right dick, Andy.
I mean, that's why I truly believe that...
Maybe that's what you're really
questing
for.
You are born gay. It's not, you know, something that... It's not a choice. Because I was obviously born straight.
Oh, so not everyone is born gay, but no. Some people are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant that that everyone was born gay, and then you develop a taste for women.
Yeah. Haven't you heard that? That's the other theory. That was Freud's brother Roy. He believed that just everyone was gay, and that when you deny your gayness, that's when you become.
So his name was Sigmund Roy.
His name was Roy Freud.
Oh, Roy Freud.
Roy Freud. Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Hi, you're listening to People Are Strange, a podcast starring me, Andy,
and me, JK. Please be advised, this show contains strong language and explicit descriptions of adult situations.
People Are Strange is not intended to promote the use of drugs or a life in the arts.
If you do decide to experiment, please do so from an informed and responsible place.
Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Because after all, people are strange. What's up, Andy?
What's up, JK?
Yeah.
It's good to be back in the studio.
Yes, indeed.
It's been a while since just the two of us have been here.
I know.
So many things I want to talk about.
I know. So much
I have like four pages of notes, and I've whittled them down to three or four usable topics.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. And we also, in the meantime, we've gotten our first emails as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes, dude, you told me about this.
Yeah, we keep getting a whole bunch of emails from an Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we really want to thank Facebook.
You don't know what the first name is? Ferdinand?
No, I don't know. I don't know. It's just every time. It's Facebook. And they keep writing
capital F, lowercase, the rest of it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think it's
definitely
like a Belgian.
It's Facebook.
Yeah. So they keep writing in, and we want to thank them for their involvement and for their interest in the show, but they don't ask us any questions. They keep just providing bits of information which we could already access by going online.
What kind of things have they been telling us?
I've kind of checked out because they've been sending us quite a few. But, you know, they keep being, you know, general topics. Oh, someone likes you. And it's like, oh, that's really nice to know.
So every time that somebody likes us, this mysterious Facebook... Like,
lets us know. Yeah, and I appreciate
that. So
they're
like huge fans.
Huge fans.
Huge fans.
Big time followers of the show, so thank you very much.
I think it's
but
a girl.
We would really appreciate if you would, like, you know, write in with a question.
Yeah.
Or a story, or, you know, something that we can use. Like, all that information we have access to ourselves. So, you know, we really appreciate the updates.
You could even send us hate mail. Just something we can respond to. You know, if we've really offended you
with explicit
descriptions
of
adult situations.
I guess we'll allow that. But yeah, so, you know, thank you to Facebook and all the other people out there writing to us. You know, just more questions and stories. We appreciate that. But thank you very much for your interest in our show. So shout out to Facebook.
Yeah, and also iTunes...
doesn't work.
Who also has been sending us repeated emails?
iTunes?
iTunes.
Oh, right. I didn't recognize that.
iTunes. Oh, so I read this article the other day that was about they have this like smartphone app. That
you say that like you don't know what an app is.
It's an application. I know what an app is. I was using apps before
they were still served at Fridays and were boneless buffalo wings.
Precisely.
Why didn't I just say boneless buffalo
wings? Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, I was reading this article about this app. and this app thing.
So an appetizer, to be clear.
Thing. Yeah. So they're writing about an app that you put somehow on your smartphone. Don't ask me how that works. But anyway,
nachos links on your smartphone?
And yeah, nachos.
And the cheese doesn't damage the electronics?
I think maybe it's just a photo of them. It's really disappointing. Mm. It was incredibly disappointing. So anyway, I read another article, completely unrelated, about an application, also sometimes known as an app, that you can put on your smartphone that links up with, like, a doorknob. And that's how you unlock your doorknob. Like, I think it has a key as well, but you also, like, you need this app or something.
It's like an electronic lock.
Yeah, it's an electronic lock that you unlock with your smartphone. And it made me think, the more we use, like, crazy technology for things like that, the more badass you get to be if you're a hacker. So now you can't just steal credit card info. You can break into people's homes.
Start their electronic cars.
Exactly. You can start their cars. You can maybe even drive their cars in a couple of years when we get those crazy Google cars.
Yeah. Now, you mean like while they're in them without even being in the car yourself?
Yeah, just like a Minority Report.
Yeah. They have those cars that they're testing out. They've been driving them on the road. And they've logged like hundreds at least, but if not thousands of miles on these things.
Yeah.
And they've had no accidents while the electronic driver has been going, but they did have one accident while a human was driving.
Yeah. That's because we're dumb. We're just these big, stupid bags of meat that have no right to be handling gigantic... Do you ever think about that?
Oh, man.
When you're driving a car, you're like, I am just hurtling myself at incredibly unsafe speeds.
I would drive this, like, big box truck that would be loaded with, like, flowers and stuff. And it was this... It was from, like, the 80s, and it had, like, no front. So I'm, like, literally, like, sitting on the front bumper, like, in front of the wheels, like, with this big steering wheel, just looking out the windshield with, like, thousands of pounds of things behind me, just like flying around. And man, I got in some hairy situations with that, but I was like, there's nothing to protect me. There's no airbags in this thing. I don't want
to
do this.
And that's enough weight to crush a man. Not getting out of this.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, no.
I was even thinking the other day, I have, you know, one of those chrome, like, refrigerators, like the stainless steel refrigerators.
Oh, that falls on me.
And I saw, I saw the reflection of a light as I moved past it, and I thought it was falling on me. And I just, all of a sudden thought, you know, if your refrigerator falls on you, you're fucking dead.
You need
and
a life alert necklace.
That can conceivably happen.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? Like,
dude, a lot of people apparently die from vending machines. They, like, shake them because they're stuck, and then the vending machine like falls on them and squashes them. Glass breaks on them. All the Skittles fall into their appendix.
Heavy things kind of freak me out these days.
Well, and why do we have to make them so upright? Why can't I just lay it down?
Yeah.
Why is everything got to be so tall
and
like precarious?
I do like high ceilings, but
ceilings
are attached to
but
walls.
But then low furniture.
Yeah.
Maybe hammocks.
That's the key to life. High ceilings, low furniture.
Yeah. Can never go wrong.
We're all missing out on.
We had a plan to make money, and I think we should still pursue it. It's slightly...
We had a plan? Like you and I?
Yeah, you and I had a plan to make
money. Like the royal we. We had a plan.
We had a plan. We thought of a plan, and we would like to share it now with you. I just watched this documentary on the Queen last night, and I hate that. I hate...
She doesn't say we, though. Does
no,
she? Doesn't
no.
she say one?
I don't know.
One
apparently she never says
cup of tea.
Apparently she never says hello or goodbye. But it saves her thousands of words a day. I don't give a shit.
I guess that's a good point.
Anyways. We had a plan to make money. And this plan involved selling chicks to suburban families.
Oh, yeah. Selling. Yeah.
So that they could have a...
Not human chicks. Like, chicken chicks.
What do you mean human chicks? Oh, I mean, a hot woman?
Yeah.
No.
Selling chicks to suburban families.
What do you mean human chicks? yeah, we would sell the animals, chickens, the babies.
I'm just picturing, like, a huge human-sized, like, fuzzy thing with, like, a chick's head.
Some people would pay a lot of money for that,
yeah,
surprisingly. But, so, we would sell them to the people who would then raise the chicks to have eggs for them. So they would always have fresh eggs, not have to go to the store. And we know milk and bread and eggs are rising, so they would have fresh eggs
and
right then and
chickens
there.
Have quote-unquote personalities, so the kids love them.
Oh, sure. Well, and they, like, pick up little You let them out in the yard. And they
eat, like, goofy little things.
Well, they eat, like, caterpillars or bugs or whatever. Mm-hmm. They eat, like, pest insects. You don't really have to feed them much. Yeah. You know,
they shit all over the place.
Great fertilizer flower bed. I mean,
yeah,
you have experience with this. But anyway, so we had this plan. But then to increase profits, not only would we sell these chickens to the people, and as we know, anyone who's ever owned a chicken or owned any sort of fowl, foxes, coyotes,
any sort of fowl,
any raccoons.
Wait,
even
foxes, raccoons, and coyotes are not fowl.
Well, no, I know, but they feed on fowl.
Yes,
and they always, like, you're always losing chickens.
And
chickens
they are
always
fucking
go
vicious.
And
I have to interject. Yeah. The first time we ever lost a chicken, I've owned like 2 or 3 dozen chickens in my life living on a farm. And we had a chicken coop that was made out of a chicken farm. Sure, why not? a vast tract of country land. And so we had, the first time our rooster ever got killed, we had a wooden chicken coop with a wire mesh front. Like this thick, thin wire. And a raccoon ripped the wire out of the chicken coop and ate the rooster.
A raccoon did.
That's what we think it was, because they have those claws and they rip.
Yeah. Ugh, geez. So yeah, anything will get at these.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna like go in and recollect these chickens after
our
we
scam
sell.
Idea.
Yeah, this is our scam
our
money
scam
making
money
idea.
Making
idea. That we would then, you know, it could be legitimate where we could just sell them to them,
mm-hmm.
and then they have farm fresh eggs. But we could also then go in
increase
and,
the turnout.
Yes, yeah, steal the chickens back. They would think that just like
resell them.
Yeah, we could even stage a crime scene like a fox had gotten in and torn them up, sprayed some old feathers around or something.
Yeah. And of course, you would want to have a whole bunch of chickens that looked exactly the same, because then you know the parents can come subtly to us and say, "Oh, coyote or whatever."
What you could do is you could have the same exact chicken.
Yeah.
And you can say, "Well, we have another one from that same batch."
You're right.
And then they'd be like, "Oh, well, the kids are really attached to it. We don't want to get a whole new chick. Plus, then we have to wait all that time." It's like, look, we have one more left from that same batch. And, you know, we wanted to keep him because we really got attached to him. He had a similar personality to the one that you got. We really loved him. So, you know,
kids will know. We pull him aside. We're like, listen, don't tell anybody, but we clone chickens. We have
the
same
that's taking
chicken.
It too far. That's taking it too far, Andy.
Only if they
Andy,
really push it.
Too far. But up until that point, we have him, hook, line, and sinker.
You're right.
We
let's keep this realistic.
We sell it back to him for twice the amount, and then we're making
gold
money.
Yeah.
Oh, we could talk about this. Koala bears, eucalyptus, it has like a toxin in it, and when you eat it in high qualities, kind of fucks you up. It's like a drug. And koala bears love eating this like eucalyptus leaves. I think that's what it is. And that's like all they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they sleep like 20 hours a day, 23
so
hours a day.
All koala bears are really doped up like all the time.
Yeah. And
holy
they just like
shit.
wake up, get fucked up and like go back to sleep. They live in the trees.
I've heard of like neighborhoods full of drug addicts, but imagine an entire species
that you've evolved to feed off of just this. But we've talked
around
about how
a slightly psychedelic substance.
Well, and we've talked about how in the animal kingdom, in the natural world, animals like to get fucked up. You've talked about animals seeking out fermented fruit to eat that.
I went and researched it just because I wanted to make sure I was right about that before I started spouting off with, well, you know, animals like to get fucked up too, so it's a natural thing. But it is.
Yeah.
Elephants like to get drunk. Monkeys like to eat hallucinogenic centipedes. And I think deer, like Canadian deer or moose, like to eat psilocybin mushrooms.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about the psilocybin mushrooms. I know that dolphins have been filmed passing around like a pufferfish, like chewing on a pufferfish, which has toxins in it. And like they don't kill it, but they just like, they'll nibble
just
on it and get like, yeah,
it.
Just get like pricked up a little bit. So they get a little bit of the toxins, pass it around to the next one. Yeah, they pass it around to the next one. They do the same thing and they pass it around
doing
a circle.
Nubbies
and
from a blowfish.
Then they lay on their backs and look at their reflections in the water.
Wow.
Just like hang out. So,
you ever looked at yourself in the water, man?
On pufferfish, man.
Pufferfish. No, I'm not on the puff, Jeremy. Dude, Ronald, it's cool. Just taking.
Why the seatbelt of an airplane so much less high-tech than the seatbelt of a car? Planes are going way faster than cars.
Yeah. I think...
And we have over-the-shoulder straps. And a seatbelt, all you have is this dinky little lap belt from, like, the 1970s that, like, the design has not changed. There's been no updates
to
the fabric
or materials. Maybe it's a perfect design.
It's a perfect design.
Might be a perfect design.
Or is it just bullshit? Because it just doesn't do anything.
Maybe they just assume, like, well, if a plane goes down, is a seatbelt really going to save these people?
That's my only conclusion. That's my only conclusion. Because then it's like, why wouldn't we have a shoulder belt?
Well,
if we know that helps us so much in a car, why wouldn't we have that in a plane?
Maybe because you're never getting hit from the side in a plane. Unless
that's not why you have a shoulder belt. You have a shoulder restraint to keep your whole body from flying forward in an impact.
Oh, I
see. That it keeps you from having like such whiplash and smashing your face on the steering wheel or the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
That's
what
it's there for.
They actually added the lap belt in case you got hit from the side. Because they didn't used to have
now, old cars
in the 70s.
No. Well, they had those things on the doors that would like slide back and get you. But no, old cars would just have lap belts. But then they introduced like the 3-point, I think it's called. But then they have like the 5-point one, which like I think that's called, where it's like the racing.
You're wearing like
it's like a racing harness basically.
Uh-huh.
And we have all these like high tech restraints and all these things, but like an airplane is still using like this dinky old seatbelt and like the excuse that the seat cushion can be used for flotation. The seat cushion can be used for flotation.
Yeah, but that doesn't help your...
Okay.
Your,
yeah.
You know.
How about you, like, let me sit on a parachute instead?
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Uh-huh.
The seat belt and the seat can be used as parachutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm in for that.
Yeah.
I'm in for that.
Yeah.
Except then if you got... I mean, then you just have, like, you're parachuted into, like, the middle of the Atlantic. God, what a terrible scenario that would be.
That would suck.
God.
But then they just give you fucking signal flares. You're telling me they're not going to come
or like
look
a,
for your plane,
if your plane or, like, they
like
drop, like, a bunch of, like, you know, inflatable boats out the bottom.
Yeah.
If they've got all those inflatable things on the side, drop some, like, life rafts out the bottom when the plane's going down. If you know you're going down, sudden decrease in temperature or in altitude. Instead of dropping oxygen bags, drop a bunch of life rafts. Let me get on a parachute, fly out the window, I'll take my chances.
Meanwhile, there's just some slight turbulence and a loss
of
cabin pressure. You've already jettisoned yourself from the... Like, sir, everything's fine, sir. Peace, motherfuckers!
I'll see you on the other side! Random massage. Oh, no, shit. This whole topic is fucked.
So you're at a party.
All right, wait. So, Andy, have you ever witnessed, like, a really, like, awkward massage going down in, like, a public place? Like, someone, like, just been, like, had... Andy, have you ever witnessed an awkward massage going down?
No, have you? We're going to use all this.
You asshole.
This is perfect. Today, we try to introduce a new topic. Let's see how it goes.
Right,
so have I ever witnessed an awkward massage?
All right, so I guess I'll start with this.
Yeah.
I'll start with this.
So you were at a party.
I'll start with this story.
Okay.
I'll start with this. So I was walking down.
You're walking down.
I was in New York.
You were in New
Don't
York.
Do this to me. Don't do this to me.
Okay, so you're in New York.
And I was walking down the street, and I was working on a show, and we had a little bit of time where we could wander about, get a bite to eat. And so we were going out, get some food, and this, like, old, like, Asian guy who was, like, part of this, like, they had this, like, little inlet in some, like, lot that had, like, a bunch of rugs and, like, weird trinkets for sale, and it was real kind of, like, weird shanty town thing going on there, but he, like, comes out and is, like, offering massages for sale, and I'm like, no, I've got to go, I don't have time for this.
So you wandered into this little shanty town somewhere in like a back alley in New York, and
in the middle of Manhattan,
Asian
it's
man
like right
pops
like
out
Broadway.
And is like selling massages.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't know where this like popped up from, but
is he wearing like a hooded robe?
He was wearing like an old sweatshirt, and like was like he was short, but looked. Like, very Mr. Miyagi, like a ball of muscle, kind of, like a very, like...
Maybe he was looking for
round.
The next Karate Kid.
Well, so, I was like, no, I have to get going. And he starts, like, rubbing his hands together and looking at me, just, like, nodding. I'm like, no, I have to go. And he's just like, uh-huh, like, hearing me, but, like, doesn't care. He's like, yes, no, I'm gonna massage you anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, but, like, I've gotta go. And he, like, puts his hands on my back and just does this, like, light little squeeze, like a light, gentle little squeeze on my shoulders. And I just, like, melted into this, like, flush of, like, oh my god. Like, the hairs on my head were, like, standing up. I was like, what the fuck? And I was just like, I have to get going.
So the best masseuse in the world is, like, a little hidden Japanese man in the middle of
Manhattan.
Some alley in Manhattan.
Yeah, dude. He, like, he rubbed his hands together and just did this, like, little squeeze on the... He probably was, like, sizing me up and, like, looking at the way I was holding myself and where all my tension was being held and where he needed to release it.
You need to, like...
The whole time just studying me. And I'm like, no, 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 I have to go. And he was just like, I will get this man. And just goes in... little squeeze, and I was just like,
let me guess, you went back 3 hours later,
and they were
and
gone,
there was nothing,
they were
there.
Gone, man,
really,
it's true, yes,
what, holy fuck, dude, oh you God. Met something from another place, or another time,
oh man, I really,
holy
man.
Shit, you were
incredible.
Touched by an angel, or a god,
I might have been,
or something,
some sort of,
massage. You like massage?
Massage?
Massage? You know what I am really fucking sick of? When I'm watching pornography and I'm like trying to watch some nice down to earth, like, you know, I just want to see Brie Olsen going down on Jenna, whatever, Malone or whatever her name
Hayes.
Is. Hayes, yeah, there we go. And meanwhile, 3 inches away from the porn video I'm trying to watch, there's like some 70-year-old woman getting gangbanged by 3 black dudes with massive dicks. And it's like violent porn all the time. And, like, stop advertising your gross shit next to my tame lesbian porn, okay?
Andy, why aren't you just full screening it? That gets
because,
all that
no, because the quality isn't high enough, so it gets all pixelated when you full screen it.
That doesn't turn you on more?
No. No, I'm not into pixels.
Just sit back. Put it on full screen and sit back.
No, because I like to rapidly switch between many women.
You're staring at this little thumbnail image playing.
Yeah, I have a big TV screen. It's big. It's big enough.
That's what
right?
you say. That's what they all have heard, I'm sure. It's big enough.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's so funny. So funny.
Thank you for joining us for People Are Strange.
If you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook.
Subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes.
Email us, andyandjk@gmail.com.
And most importantly, tell your friends.
I'm Andy.
And I'm JK.
Be sure to check back with us next week for another exciting new episode of
People Are Strange.